Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What a privilege for me to be here with you today.
Hvilket privilegie det er for mig at være sammen med jer her i dag.
I trust that you enjoyed listening to my wife last night.
Jeg regner med, at I har nydt at lytte til min kone i går.
She is a very proud Danish woman.
Hun er en meget stolt dansk kvinde.
And so I am a very proud Danish spouse.
Så derfor er jeg en stolt dansk ægtefælle.
I've been in Europe for the last 3 weeks.
Jeg har været i Europa de sidste 3 uger.
Italy, Netherlands,
Italien,
Sweden,
Holland, Sverige.
London,
Monaco,
France,
Frankrig.
But I've saved the best for last.
Men jeg har gemt det bedste til sidst.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just curious, how many of you are pastors?
Jeg er lidt nysgerrig, hvor mange af jer der egentlig er præster.
Can every pastor stand up, please?
Kunne præsterne bare lige rejse sig op?
Wow. And I want to honor all the pastors who are here.
Gerne ære alle I præster.
Because you said yes to God.
Fordi jeg sagde ja til Gud.
And not everybody understands the price you will pay.
Og ikke alle forstår den pris I betaler.
Everyone in this room is called.
Alle I det her rum er kaldet.
Not just the pastors.
Ikke bare præsterne.
But to say yes to God to lead a church is a big job.
Sige ja til Gud til at lede en kirke, det er et stort job.
So can everybody just give these guys a big clap?
Kunne vi give dem en hånd?
I want us to pray. So stay standing.
Og bliv lige stående. Vi skal bede sammen.
Father, I thank you today for your presence.
Far, jeg takker dig I dag for dit nærvær.
I'm humbled to be here.
Jeg er ydmyg over at være her.
Less of me, more of you.
Mere af mig, mindre af mig, mere af dig.
Fill every person.
Fyld hver eneste person.
Touch every pastor.
Rør hver eneste præst her.
Today let your word go in deep.
Må dit ord I dag gå dybt ned.
Let it produce a lot of fruit.
Må det producere meget en frugt.
Thank you for the church in Denmark.
Tak for kirken I Danmark.
Awaken it like never before.
Væk den som aldrig før.
That the church would come alive.
At kirken må blive levende.
And truly be apostolic.
Og virkelig blive apostolsk.
And Lord, great things would come.
Og at Herre, store ting må komme.
Awaken the young and awaken the old.
Væk de unge, væk de ældre.
Let every spirit come alive.
Må hver eneste ånd blive levende.
Thank you for these last few days.
Tak for de her sidste dage.
But we pray for the next 2 days that Lord, you would do even greater.
Men nu beder vi for de næste par dage, at du vil gøre endnu
that we would leave radically changed.
At vi må forlade det her sted radikalt forvandlet.
By the presence of God.
Af dit nærvær.
For the glory of God.
Til Herrens ære.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I Jesu navn beder vi.
And everybody shouted amen.
Og alle råbte amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. You pastors, you may be seated. Thank you, Tobias. You're wonderful. Tobias.
Tak, Tobias.
Tobias, I said that right. I'm going to read Psalm 133. It has 3 verses. Psalm 133 has 3 verses.
Jeg vil gerne læse Salme 133, som har 3 vers.
I'll read it in English, and then my friend Johnny will, Pastor Johnny, will read the whole thing.
Jeg læser det på engelsk, og så læser min ven Johnny det efterfølgende på dansk.
It says, behold how good, brethren, it is to when you dwell together in unity. It's good and it's pleasant when you dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down the beard of Aaron, running down all the way to the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commands a blessing, life forevermore.
Hvor det godt og herligt, når brødre sidder sammen. Det som den gode olie på hovedet, der flyder ned over skægget, over Aarons skæg, ned over kjortlens halsåbning. Det som Hermons dug, der falder på Sions bjerge, for der giver Herren velsignelse, livet I al evighed.
If the speaker or the pastor decides tells the church, today I'm going to speak on unity, the church gets very nervous.
Hvis prædikanten siger, I dag vil jeg tale om enhed, så bliver man gerne lidt nervøs.
Because, oh no, who's fighting? Is there tension in the camp?
Og hvem er det? Hvor er det, der er noget splid? Hvor er der noget spænding her?
Is the board member upset with the youth pastor?
Er der nogen fra lederrådet der vrede på ungdomspræsten?
Are the young people upsetting the old people?
Er de unge fordi de forstyrrer de gamle?
If the pastor is talking about unity, it means there's a problem.
Hvis præsten taler om enhed, så det fordi der et problem.
But I want to tell you, unity is far more important than that.
Men jeg vil gerne bare sige at enhed meget vigtigere end det.
Unity, sometimes we think, is like the medicine in the medicine cabinet that we bring out when there's fighting or there's healing needed.
Nogle gange så tænker vi, at enhed det er ligesom sådan noget medicin, vi har stående i skabet, og så tager vi det frem, når der er noget splid eller noget spektakel.
But it's far more important than that.
Men det er meget vigtigere end det.
In Psalm 133, we see that unity is actually God's secret weapon to explode the church.
I Psalm 133 kan vi se, at det faktisk er Guds hemmelige våben til at få kirken til at eksplodere.
It's not hard to sell anybody the benefits of unity.
Det er ikke svært at sælge nogen fordelene ved enhed.
If I'm selling you unity, I can do a good job.
Hvis jeg sælger enhed, så kan jeg gøre det ret godt.
The Bible says it's good and it's pleasant, which Bibelen is better siger, than bad and unpleasant.
Det er godt og behageligt, så velbehageligt, så det er jo bedre end dårligt og ubehageligt.
A commanded blessing. Who doesn't want a commanded blessing, life forevermore?
En befalet velsignelse, liv for evigt. Hvem vil ikke gerne have det?
And all of those benefits we just read only come to those who dwell in unity.
Og alle de der fordele, vi lige har nævnt, de kommer kun til dem, som hviler eller dvæler i enhed.
It doesn't say those who visit unity.
Der står ikke dem, som besøger enheden.
Those who live in unity.
Dem, som lever i enhed.
Where you dwell is where you live.
Der, hvor du bor, det er der, hvor du holder til.
I'm visiting Denmark, but you live in Denmark.
Jeg besøger Danmark, men I bor her.
Some Christians visit unity, they don't live in unity.
Nogle kristne besøger enhed, men de bor ikke i den.
And the benefits of unity don't come to those who visit unity at conference or Christmas.
Og enheden, den kommer ikke til dem, som besøger enheden eller jul eller en konference.
The benefits of unity come to those who live in unity.
Enheden eller velsignelsen kommer til dem, som lever i enhed.
But the most important verse for me is verse 2.
Men det vigtigste vers for mig er vers 2.
This is what the Bible says happens to those who dwell in unity.
Det er det, Bibelen siger, der sker ved dem, som bor i enhed.
When we live in unity, it's like the oil.
Når vi bor i enhed, så er det ligesom en olie.
The oil is the Holy Spirit, it's the anointing, it's the presence of God.
Olien er Helligånden, det er salvelsen, det er Guds nærvær.
And the Bible says that anointing starts at the head, it flows down the beard, and
siger,
it flows all the way to the edge of the garments.
At salvelsen, den starter ved hovedet, flyder ned over skægget og helt ned til kanten af klæderne.
One of the most important benefits of unity is that the anointing hits the whole body.
En af de vigtigste ting ved enhed, det er, at salvelsen når hele legemet.
God wants his whole body anointed.
Gud ønsker hele hans legeme salvet.
Not just the head.
Ikke bare hovedet.
Not just the beard.
Ikke bare skægget.
Not just the front row.
Ikke bare første
række. Not just the pastors.
Ikke kun præsterne.
He wants the whole body
anointed.
Han ønsker, at
hele legeme skal være salvet.
But if the whole body wants to be anointed, they need to be united.
Men hvis hele legeme skal være salvet, skal de være en enhed.
When we're united, God anoints you.
Når vi er i en enhed, så salver Gud dig.
Many people say, I want to be anointed, Lord.
Der er mange mennesker, der siger, åh Gud, jeg vil gerne være salvet.
God says, stay united, I'll keep you anointed.
Og så siger Gud, forbliv i en enhed, så vil jeg gøre dig salvet.
It's a challenge.
Det er en udfordring.
That's why the one prayer Jesus prayed in John 17, Lord, let them be one.
Det er derfor, at Jesus beder den ene bøn her, at de må være et.
It's the only prayer he prayed that we get to answer.
Det er den eneste bøn, han beder, som vi er svaret på.
Normally we pray prayers that he gets to answer.
Normalt så er det nogle bønner, vi beder, som han skal svare på.
But he prayed one prayer that we get to answer.
Men han bad en bøn, som vi skal svare på.
That's why the devil wants us to divide.
Det er derfor, djævlen ønsker splittelse.
To fight.
At vi skal slås.
To break up.
At vi skal brydes
to
fra
splinter.
Hinanden. Gå fra hinanden og gå i stykker.
Because the devil understands the power of unity more than the church.
Fordi djævlen forstår kraften i enhed mere end kirken gør.
Do you remember the woman with the issue of blood?
Kan I huske hende, der havde problemer med blødninger, kvinden?
We all know the story.
Vi kender historien.
She was bleeding for 12 years
hun
and she crawled through a crowd.
I 12 år, hun kommer igennem den her skare.
Where did she touch Jesus?
Hvor er det, hun rører Jesus?
At the hem of his garment.
Nede ved kanten af hans kappe.
At the edge of his garment.
Ved kanten af kappen.
She was not well enough.
Hun var ikke rask nok.
She was not strong enough.
Stærk nok.
She couldn't touch the hand or the face or the beard.
Hun kunne ikke røre hans hånd eller hans ansigt eller hans skæg.
She was crawling and she just managed to touch the hem.
Hun nåede lige at kunne røre ved kanten af kappen.
Thank God that the body of Christ that day, literally the body of Christ, physical body,
Gud
was anointed.
Så var Jesu legeme den dag bogstaveligt talt salvet.
And she touched the edge and she got her healing.
Og hun rørte ved kanten og fik sin helbredelse.
God today wants his whole body anointed.
Gud ønsker i dag hele hans legeme salvet.
Most of Denmark are not going to touch the front row.
Det meste af Danmark kommer ikke til at berøre den forreste række her.
They're going to touch the edge of the church.
De kommer til at berøre kanterne i kirken.
They're going to touch the edge of the body.
Kanterne i legemet.
They're going to touch you in the schools and the car parks and the shops.
De kommer til at berøre skolen og på parkeringspladsen og i butikkerne.
And here's the question, when they touch the edge of the church, will there be oil?
Så spørgsmålet er, når de rører kanten af kirken, vil der så være olie der?
And God says, if you stay united, the oil will flow all the way down to the edge of the church.
Hvis I bliver forbliver forenet, så vil olien flyde hele vejen ned til kanten af kirken.
The devil understands that revival will happen when there's unity in the church.
Djævlen forstår, at der kommer vækkelse, når der er enhed i kirken.
That's why he causes disruption.
Derfor så forårsager han ødelæggelse.
And division.
Og splittelse.
And conflict.
Og konflikter.
There's nothing wrong with conflict.
Der er ikke noget problem med konflikter.
But there's something wrong with unresolved conflict.
Men der er problemer med uløste konflikter.
It's normal to fight.
Det er helt normalt at skændes.
Anyone married?
Nogen der er gift?
Amen.
Amen.
If you deal with people, you will fight.
Hvis du har med mennesker at gøre, så vil det være kamp.
But you, the question is, are you united?
Men spørgsmålet er, om I er forenet?
Do you know if the devil sows division, we are so charismatic, we will recover.
Hvis djævlen han sår splittelse, så er vi jo så karismatiske, at vi kommer os.
We will find a new church.
Vi finder bare en ny kirke.
A new job.
Et nyt job.
A new spouse.
En ny ægtefælle.
And so we think, devil, you didn't win.
Så vi tænker, du der vandt du ikke, djævel.
You just messed up our friendships.
Du fik bare ødelagt nogle venskaber.
No, but he messed up the flow.
Men han fik ødelagt flowet.
Because where there's division,
fordi der hvor der er splittelse,
the oil stops flowing.
Der stopper olien med at flyde.
So we have to fight for unity.
Så vi har brug for at kæmpe for enhed.
You know, as a pastor, our church is in 15 different countries.
Som præst, vores kirke er i 15 lande.
Africa, Middle East,
Africa, Mellemøsten,
Europe,
Asia,
the West.
Vesten.
It's so diverse.
Den er så forskellig.
So people say, how do you have unity in your church when it's so diverse?
Hvordan kan du have enhed i kirken, når den er så forskelligartet?
Because unity does not mean uniformity.
Fordi enhed betyder ikke enshed.
Unity does not mean we look the same or we talk the same.
Enhed betyder ikke, at vi ser ens ud eller taler på samme måde.
Everyone is different.
Alle er forskellige.
And that's good.
Og det er godt.
Unity is not that we look the same.
Enhed er ikke, at vi ser ud på samme måde.
It's not even that we agree on everything.
Det er ikke engang, at vi er enige om alt.
Some people think you have to agree on everything to be united.
Nogen tænker, at man skal være enige om alt for at være en enhed.
If unity was a fruit and you peeled it back.
Hvis enhed var sådan en frugt, som du skrællede.
And the absolute core of unity.
Og kernen ned i enheden.
You won't find agreement.
Så er det ikke enighed.
You'll find commitment.
Så finder du forpligtelse.
Because commitment means, even if we don't agree, I'm still committed to you.
Forpligtelse betyder, selvom vi ikke er enige, er jeg stadig forpligtet over for dig.
My wife and I don't agree on everything.
Min kone og jeg er ikke enige om alt.
But we're still united.
Men vi er stadigvæk forenet.
Because at the core of our unity isn't just agreement, it's commitment.
Fordi kernen i enheden er ikke kun enighed, men forpligtelse.
The older generation might not agree with the younger generation on everything, but you can be committed to them.
Det kan godt være, at den ældre generation ikke er enig med den unge generation i alt, men I kan godt være forpligtet over for den.
And the younger generation may not agree with everything the older generation does, but we can still commit.
Og den unge generation er ikke nødvendigvis enig med alt, hvad den ældre generation gør, men de kan stadigvæk forpligte sig.
The church in Copenhagen may not agree with Billund, which may not agree with Kolding, but we can still commit.
Kirken i København er måske ikke enig med den i Billund eller i Kolding, men vi kan stadigvæk forpligte os.
And when you're committed, if we disagree, our commitment will pull us back together because we are united until we find agreement.
Og når
again.
Vi er forpligtet, selvom vi så er uenige, så vil vores forpligtelse trække os til hinanden, så vi finder en løsning.
We can speak and pray and preach about revival all we want.
Vi kan tale og bede og prædike om vækkelse lige så meget vi vil.
But until we learn how to be completely united,
men indtil vi
come.
Lærer at være fuldstændig i enhed, så virker det ikke.
One of the biggest challenges I have for my job is to actually keep the pastors united.
En af mine største udfordringer, det er at holde præsterne forenet.
Our church now is, we have 34 different churches.
Vi har 34 forskellige kirker.
40,000 people.
40,000 mennesker.
That's a lot of opinions.
Det er mange meninger.
That's a lot of preferences.
Det er mange præferencer.
Different styles of music.
Forskellige stilarter i musikken.
Different way to run church services.
Forskellige måder at køre gudstjenesten på.
Disagree even about doctrine.
Uenighed om lære.
So how do we stay united?
Så hvordan forbliver vi forenet?
We have to teach the value of commitment.
Vi bliver nødt til at lære værdien af forpligtelse.
Do you know, here's a story that is one of my favorite testimonies.
Her er en historie, som er et af mine yndlingsvidnesbyrd.
In our church in Perth, one of the guys, he's a used car salesman.
I vores kirke i Perth er der sådan en, der sælger brugte biler.
He's not a leader.
Han er ikke leder.
Not a pastor.
Ikke præst.
He just works in the hospitality team.
Han arbejder i vores velkomstteam.
And one day he was on, I think it was a Tuesday, he was doing his job selling cars.
Og jeg tror, det var en tirsdag, der var han ude at sælge biler.
And an elderly guy came to buy a car, but he didn't want to buy the car.
Og der kom en ældre for at købe en bil, men han ville ikke have den.
And so the salesman is a bit disappointed because he didn't make the sale, and the guy started to walk off.
Så sælgeren, han er altså lidt skuffet, han har ikke klaret det her salg, og han begynder at gå væk kunden der.
And the Holy Spirit speaks to this guy. His name's Ian.
Og han hedder Ian, og så taler Helligånden til ham.
He's from our church. He's in the hospitality team.
Kommer fra vores kirke, er i velkomstteam.
The Holy Spirit says, "Tell him about me."
Helligånden siger, du skal fortælle om mig.
And Ian says, "Lord, I'm not an evangelist."
Og Ian siger, men jeg er jo ikke evangelist.
I'm not a pastor.
Jeg er ikke præst.
I just work in the hospitality team.
Ja, jeg var på velkomstteamet.
I don't know what to say.
Jeg ved ikke, hvad jeg skal sige.
Maybe I can invite him to church.
Måske kan jeg invitere ham til kirke.
But he was courageous enough for some reason to obey.
Men han var modig nok af en eller anden grund til at adlyde.
So he just starts telling this man in his own bumbling words.
Så han med sine fumlende ord begynder at fortælle.
Do you know about God?
Ved du noget om Gud?
And this man starts to tear up.
Og så begynder han at græde, mand.
Clearly he was ready to be saved.
Helt klar til at blive frelst.
And so Ian is amazed.
Så Ian er sådan helt forbløffet.
And then he says, "Do you want to accept Jesus now?"
Så han siger, vil du gerne tage imod Jesus nu?
And the man says, "Yes, I do."
Og manden siger, ja, det vil jeg gerne.
And Ian is like, "Oh no."
Og Ian siger, oh nej.
I need to call the pastor.
Jeg bliver nødt til at ringe til præsten.
I don't know how to. But then he's been to church, he's heard me talk.
And han har været i kirke, han har hørt mig tale.
So he said, "Okay," and he thought, "Well, we need to kneel because that's a bit more reverent."
Vi må hellere knæle, det er sådan lidt mere ærbødigt, hvis vi gør det.
But it's Tuesday afternoon in a car yard.
Men det er tirsdag eftermiddag herude på brugtvognspladsen.
What will his boss think?
Sorry.
What will the boss think? You know, the people are watching him.
Og folk kigger jo over det hele her.
You know, so he said, "Let's pretend to look at the car tire."
Okay, så han siger, lad os lade som om vi kigger på dækkene her.
And he knelt.
Og så går han ned på knæ.
The other guy knelt.
Og den anden går ned på knæ.
And Ian led this man to Christ.
Og han leder ham til Jesus.
At the car yard.
Her ude på brugtvognspladsen.
On a Tuesday.
På en tirsdag.
In the afternoon.
Om eftermiddagen.
This man was so happy.
Og han var så glad, manden.
He didn't buy the car.
Han købte ikke bilen.
But he got eternal life.
Men han fik evigt liv.
And he went home.
Og han gik hjem.
And Ian, about a few days later,
og så nogle dage senere,
thought, "I better ring this guy because in church they do follow-up."
Så tænker Ian, jeg må hellere ringe til ham, fordi det gør man jo i kirken, sådan noget opfølgning.
But Ian is from hospitality. He's not from follow-up.
Men han kommer fra velkomstteamet. Han er ikke fra opfølgningsteamet.
And he thinks normally the pastor does the follow-up.
Så han tænker, det er jo kun præsterne, der gør det. Det er jo ikke mit job, det her.
But then he looked through and he thought, "I better try and ring him." So he tried to ring him, but he couldn't.
Men så tænker han, jeg må hellere prøve, og så prøvede han at ringe, men kunne ikke komme igennem.
Eventually, a lady answered the phone a few days later.
Til sidst nogle få dage senere, så er der en kvinde, der svarer telefonen.
And Ian said, "I'm looking for his name."
Og Ian siger, jeg leder efter ham og ham.
And the lady said, "Oh, are you the guy from the car yard?"
Og så siger hun, "Oh, er du ham der fra brugtvognshandlen?"
He said, "Yes." He goes,
Ja.
"That's my husband."
Det er min mand, siger hun så.
He could not stop talking about you or God or how good he felt. He felt peace when he came
home. Han kunne
ikke
holde op med at tale om Gud og dig og hvor godt han havde det og den fred han havde.
And Ian said, "Can I please speak to him?"
Og Ian sagde, "Kan jeg snakke med ham?"
And she said, I'm sorry. He passed away last night."
Så jeg er ked af det. Han gik hjem i går aftes.
And it dawned on Ian why the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Og så gik det op på Ian, for Ian, hvorfor Helligånden havde talt til ham.
And here's the most important thing.
Og her er det vigtigste.
That man who passed away did not have another Sunday left in his life.
Den mand, der døde, havde ikke en søndag mere i sit liv.
He did not have time to make an appointment with see the pastor.
Han havde ikke tid til at lave en aftale med seniorpræsten.
He didn't have time to touch the beard or the hand. He could only touch the edge of the church.
Han havde ikke tid til at røre ved skægget eller hånden, men bare kanten af kappen.
Thank God there was oil on the edge of the church.
Gudskelov var der olie på kanten af kirken.
Thank God there was oil in every row in every campus.
Gudskelov er der olie på hver eneste række i hver eneste campus.
And Ian was not an evangelist.
Og Ian var ikke evangelist.
But I want to tell you that Denmark will have real revival when the back row is united with the front row.
Men jeg siger, at Danmark får rigtig vækkelse, når forreste og bagerste række er forenet.
When the teenagers are united with the old people.
Når teenagerne er forenet med de ældre.
When the men and the women and the conservative and the passionate are all
united. Når mændene og kvinderne og de konservative og de passionerede er forenet.
Unity is powerful.
Enhed er mægtigt.
But unity can also be destructive.
Men enhed kan også være ødelæggende.
Do you know the Tower of Babel?
Kender I historien om Babels tårn?
They were all united.
De var alle forenet.
But what they were uniting around was
Men
bad.
Det de var forenet om var forkert.
They were uniting to build something for their own fame.
De var forenet om at bygge noget for deres egen berømmelse.
For their own name.
For deres eget navn.
And so God had to cause division.
Så Gud måtte skabe splittelse.
Because unity is powerful.
Fordi enhed er mægtigt.
But then you think about the day of Pentecost.
Men så tænk på pinsefestens dag.
They were gathered in one place in one heart.
Og de var et sted og et hjerte.
And they were that was a good unity.
Og det var en god enhed.
See, notice they were one place one heart.
Så de var et sted og et hjerte.
To get into one place is logistics.
At komme ind et sted, det er logistik.
To make the summer camp happen is logistics.
At få en sommercamp til at ske, det er logistik.
People have come from all over Denmark
Folk
to be here.
Kommer fra hele Danmark for at være her.
It took effort to be in one place.
Det kræver lidt anstrengelse at komme til at være et sted.
But it takes unity to be in one
heart. Men det kræver enhed at være et hjerte.
You know, we could have one heart in 34 churches.
Vi kan have et hjerte i 34 kirker.
Or you can have 34 hearts in one church.
Eller du kan have 34 hjerter i en kirke.
Which one will God anoint?
Hvilken af dem vil Gud salve?
Which one has a commanded blessing?
Hvem har en befalet velsignelse?
You know, I often check with our pastors if something is not growing, I check for unity, I don't check for talent.
Jeg tjekker nogle gange ved vores præster, hvis der er noget der ikke vokser, så tjekker jeg efter, er der enhed, ikke er der talent.
If something is not right in my family, I check for unity, I don't check for the issue.
Hvis noget ikke er i orden i min familie, så tjekker jeg ikke efter hvad der er galt, men om der er enhed.
See, division will break up businesses.
Se, splittelse ødelægger virksomheder.
It'll break up churches.
Ødelægger kirker.
It'll break up marriages.
Ødelægger ægteskaber.
And yet it's not just the friendships that are spoiled, it's the flow that is stopped.
Og det er ikke kun at der ødelægges nogle venskaber, det er flowet der stopper.
When we realize the power of unity, we will fight for commitment.
Når vi indser den kraft der er i enhed, så kommer vi til at kæmpe for forpligtelse.
So if the Tower of Babel is an example of unity around the wrong thing,
så Babelstårnet er et eksempel på enhed om noget forkert.
And Pentecost is an example of unity around the right thing.
Og pinsedag er eksempel på enhed omkring noget rigtigt.
In the time I've left, I want to talk about what we need to build our unity around.
Så den tid jeg har tilbage, vil jeg gerne sige noget om, hvad er det vi skal bygge vores enhed omkring?
Everyone has a measure of commitment and unity.
Alle har et mål af forpligtelse og enhed.
If you unite with everything, you're uniting with nothing.
Hvis du forener dig med alt, så forener du dig med ingenting.
So we got to decide what are we going to unite around as a church in Denmark.
Så vi må beslutte os for hvad er det vi vil forene os om som kirke i Danmark.
If the Apostolic Church of Denmark is going to become all that God wants it to be, we have to take our unity, take our commitment and all put it in the same place.
Hvis Apostolisk Kirke i Danmark skal blive alt det Gud har kaldt den til at gøre, så må vi tage vores forpligtelse, vores enhed og lægge den et sted, samme sted.
Everyone say number one.
Sig nummer et.
Who here understands English?
Hvem her forstår engelsk?
Wow. Did they raise their hand? Hey, thank God you. Did the ones who don't understand raise their hand because you interpreted?
Yeah, maybe yes.
Okay. So here's what we need to unite around. Firstly, number one.
So for the first, hvad er det vi skal forene os om?
We need to unite around the future, not the past.
Vi skal forene os om fremtiden, ikke fortiden.
Let me say that again. We need to pour our commitment into where we are going, not just where we've been.
Vi skal putte vores forpligtelser ind i der, hvor vi er på vej hen, ikke bare der, hvor vi har været.
We must honor the past.
Vi skal ære fortiden.
We can celebrate the past.
Vi kan fejre fortiden.
We can learn from the past.
Vi kan lære af fortiden.
But our unity must be about where we're going, not where we've been.
Men vores enhed må være om, hvor vi skal hen, ikke hvor vi har været.
Because if you unite around the past,
fordi hvis vi forener os om fortiden,
you create nostalgia.
Så laver du nostalgi.
unite around the future, you create momentum.
Hvis du forener dig om fremtiden, så laver du momentum.
Some churches have become very nostalgic churches.
Der er nogle kirker, der bliver meget nostalgiske kirker.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, de gode gamle dage.
Oh, the revivals in the 90s.
Oh, vækkelserne
i
90'erne.
And the 80s.
I
80'erne. And the
70's. I 70'erne.
And the 60's.
Og 60'erne.
And the
50's. Og 50'erne.
And the 40's.
Og 40'erne.
It's nothing wrong. I'm grateful for everything God has done.
Der er ikke noget galt med det. Jeg er taknemmelig for alt, hvad Gud har gjort.
But we have to park our commitment. You only have a certain amount of commitment.
Men du har kun en vis mængde forpligtelser.
We have to invest it into the future.
Og den må vi investere i fremtiden.
Let me give you a church example.
Lad mig give dig et kirkeeksempel.
People come from all sorts of backgrounds into your church.
Folk kommer fra alle mulige baggrunde ind til din kirke.
Imagine if they join Pastor Jakob's church.
Forestil dig, at de nu kommer til Pastor Jakobs kirke.
And then, but then they have groups. Oh, I'm from the former church here. I'm from the former church.
Og så har de sådan nogle grupper, som vi kommer fra den her kirke, og vi kommer fra den her kirke.
Pastor Jakob is like, no, this is where we're going.
Og Jakob bliver nødt til at sige, nej, det er her, vi skal hen.
I'm glad where you came from.
Jeg er glad for hvor I kom fra.
But don't commit to where you've been. Commit to where we're going.
Men du skal ikke forpligte dig til der, hvor du har været, men der, hvor du skal hen.
And anyone that unites around the past, you'll have a good time.
Og når vi forener os om fortiden, så kan du godt have en god tid med det.
But you won't change the future.
Men du kommer ikke til fremtiden.
Even the older people here.
Selv de ældre her.
You are the reason that we are here today.
I er årsagen til, at vi er her i dag.
We honor you.
Vi ærer jer.
But what a radical thing it would be if the people in their 60s, 70s, 80s decide, come on church, let's move ahead to the future.
Men ville det ikke være radikalt, hvis dem i 60'erne, 70'erne, 80'erne sagde, kom nu, lad os gå fremad.
You met my beautiful wife yesterday.
I mødte min smukke kone i går.
What she didn't tell you, I'm going to tell you.
Det hun ikke fortalte jer, det skal jeg fortælle jer nu.
So, when I first met her, she told me she's 1/8 French.
Da jeg først mødte hende, så sagde hun, jeg er 1/8 franskmand.
So, because her great-grandfather was a French guy.
En oldefar, der var fransk.
Jean-Paul somebody.
Jean-Paul something.
That was a big thing in Monaco, I don't know.
Et eller andet i Monaco, måske.
Yeah, yeah. And all the time, she's like, honey, I'm 1/8 French.
Jeg er 1/8 franskmand.
I said, so what?
Og hvad så?
You're more New Zealand, you're more Australian.
Du er mere New Zealand og Australien.
But you know, her middle name, her mom gave her the French spelling for her middle name.
Men hun havde sådan en fransk stavemåde på hendes mellemnavn.
She took French classes when she was younger.
Og hun lærte fransk, da hun var yngre.
When we have two boys, every Saturday morning we must eat croissant.
Okay, og med vores to børn der, så hver lørdag morgen skal vi have croissanter.
So eat it, it's your French heritage.
Spis det, det er din franske arv.
So that's why I'm eating so many croissants.
Det er derfor, jeg har så mange croissanter.
Anyway. One day she's in New Zealand and she calls me panicking.
En dag så hun helt i panik, da hun ringer fra New Zealand.
She goes, "Are you sitting down? I have a problem."
Sid ned. Jeg har et virkelig problem her.
This is about 5 years ago.
5 år siden cirka.
She goes, "You know my great grandfather, the French one."
Ved du godt min oldefar, der er ham franskmanden.
I say, "Yeah, I don't know him. He's dead."
Jeg kender ham ikke, han er død jo, men.
Heard it all the time.
Ja, vi har hørt det.
She goes, "I'm with my auntie. We just did a DNA test. It's a lie."
Jeg har lige været sammen med min tante. Vi har lavet en DNA-test, og det er en løgn. Det passer ikke.
I laughed.
Jeg grinede.
I was laughing and laughing. I said, oh, "So he's not French."
Så han er ikke fransk.
I said, "So what is he?"
Hvad han så?
He said, "He's Arab."
Han er araber.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
Og jeg grinede så meget.
I was in Malaysia.
Jeg var i Malaysia.
She's in New Zealand.
Hun er i New Zealand.
I fall on the floor laughing.
Jeg falder ned på jorden og griner.
I said, "So you're not French?"
Så du er ikke franskmand.
Our kids are not 1/16 French.
Så vores børn er ikke en 1/16 franskmand.
They're Arab.
De er araber.
Now we only eat kebabs and hummus.
Nu er det kun kebab og hummus, vi spiser.
I said, so what's his name?
Så hvad hedder han så?
No, Jean-Paul.
Ikke Jean-Paul.
No, Najib Al-Chakatapataba.
Al-Chakatapataba.
I laughed so hard.
Jeg griner så meget.
For the next week, I was a terrible husband.
Hele den næste uge var jeg en frygtelig ægtemand.
Instead of consoling her, saying poor thing.
I stedet for at trøste hende og sige, din stakkel.
Your identity is all changed.
Oh, din identitet er helt forandret.
I was laughing.
Så grinede jeg bare.
For 1 week.
I en uge.
I will send a text at night like, "Good night, love you, sweet daughter of Ishmael."
Jeg sendte hende sms'er og sagde, "Godnat, jeg elsker dig, du søde Ismaels datter."
I did so many bad things, I can't even tell you.
Jeg sendte ting, jeg slet ikke vil fortælle jer også.
I said, "You've been blaming our son's temper problem on the Indian gene. Now we know where the temper comes from."
Og du har givet Du har givet vores børns temperament problemer min indiske arv skyld, men nu ved vi, hvor det kommer fra.
I teased her so badly.
Jeg drillede hende så meget.
Now, she also laughed.
Hun grinede også.
Before you think I'm a bad husband.
Før du tænker, jeg bare er en dårlig mand. Hun grinede også af det.
And you know why we laughed?
Og ved du, hvorfor vi grinede?
You know why I didn't say, that's it, I want a divorce.
Ved du, hvorfor jeg sagde, det er sådan det, jeg skal skilles?
Because we married on false pretenses.
Fordi vi var jo gift under falske forudsætninger her.
I thought we were getting a French you know, that I
her troede jeg,
I
fik en fransk mand og få en araber.
Because, you know why?
Ved du, hvorfor vi gjorde det?
Because my unity with her is not based on where she came from, but where we are going.
Fordi min enhed med hende er ikke baseret på, hvor vi kom fra, men hvor vi skal hen.
You can laugh at the past if your unity is in the future.
Du kan grine af fortiden, men din enhed er i fremtiden.
But if all your unity is about the past, when you find out something about your past, it will kill you.
Men hvis al din enhed handler om fortiden, så hvis du finder ud af noget af det, så kan det slå dig helt ihjel.
But we both laughed.
Men vi grinede begge to.
Because we're united. Because of the future, not the past.
Vi er forenet om fremtiden, ikke fortiden.
Everybody say unite to the future.
Enighed om fremtiden. Enighed om fremtiden.
You want to say in Danish or English? I don't know.
Whatever.
Second thing, number two.
Nummer to.
We need to unite around principles, not preferences.
Vi skal være enige om principper, ikke præferencer.
Some people want to have big fights over things that don't matter.
Der er nogen, der gerne vil slås om ting, der ikke betyder noget.
Stop it.
Hold op med det.
You know, the times I have to tell my pastors off because they are offended over stupid things.
De gange jeg har måttet irettesætte mine pastorer, fordi de er blevet stødt over et eller andet dumt.
If you're fighting over scripture, fine.
Hvis du slås om nogle skrifter, okay.
If you're fighting over something that is a principle, which means what God's word says, because the world is getting confused.
Hvis du slår sig noget som er principper, noget Guds ord siger, fordi verden er forvirrende.
Do you know the world calls God's principles preference?
Verden kalder Guds principper for præferencer.
God said.
Gud sagde.
Marriage is between one man and one woman.
Ægteskab er mellem en mand og en kvinde.
World says it's not a principle, it's a preference.
Verden siger, det er ikke et princip, det er en præference.
You pick what you want.
Du kan vælge, hvad du vil have.
I might get kicked out of the country, never invited in. But
det kan godt være,
I'm
jeg nu
saying,
bliver
I'm not
udvist.
Telling you what to believe. I'm saying that's a principle
jeg siger
from
ikke,
God.
Hvad I skal tro på, men jeg siger bare, det er et Guds princip.
But the world calls it a preference.
Men verden kalder det en præference.
But equally, I've met lots of pastors who call their preferences principles.
Men jeg har også mødt masser af præster, som kalder deres præferencer for principper.
If you don't do it like this, you don't sing the song. You're out.
Hvis ikke du gør det på den her måde, så ud herfra.
And it's not a principle.
Men det er ikke et princip.
Let me give you an example.
Lad mig give et eksempel.
Hospitality is a principle.
Gæstfrihed, det er et princip.
The Bible teaches us that we need to be hospitable people.
Bibelen lærer, at vi skal være gæstfri.
But whether you have cheesecake
men
or sushi doesn't
cheesecake
matter.
Cheesecake eller sushi, det betyder ikke noget.
That's a preference.
Det er en præference.
Being generous is a principle.
At være generøs er et princip.
But whether you have offering in June or you have offering in December doesn't matter.
Men om du laver den store indsamling i juni eller december, det betyder altså ikke noget.
Worshiping God is a principle.
At tilbede Gud er et princip.
But whether you sing Hillsong or Planet Shakers or Danish song doesn't matter.
Men om det er Hillsong eller Planet Shaker eller danske sange betyder ikke noget.
Whether you sing old hymns or new songs
gamle
doesn't
sange,
matter.
Gamle sange, nye sange betyder
it's
ikke
a
noget.
Preference.
Det er en præference.
So what we have to learn to do
så det, vi skal lære,
is stop putting our commitment into our preference and put it all into the principles.
Er ikke at putte vores commitment i præferencerne, men lægge det hele på vores principper.
If we can unite around the future and the word of God,
hvis vi kan forenes om fremtiden og om Guds ord,
the oil will flow to the edge.
Så vil olien flyde til kanten.
If we unite around the principle, we build a foundation.
Hvis vi forener os om principperne, så bygger vi fundament.
If you unite around preference, you build segregation.
Hvis du forener dig om præferencer, så laver du adskillelser.
I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos.
Jeg er med Paulus, jeg er med Apollos, jeg er med
Jacob,
Peter.
I'm of Lars.
Jeg er med Lars, jeg er med
I'm
Jacob.
Of Silas.
Jeg er med Silas.
I'm of Silas' father, Paul.
Jeg er med Silas' far, Paulus.
Torben.
Torben.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Everybody else.
Alle mulige andre.
And we fight.
Og så kæmper vi.
Over
vi.
Preference.
Præferencer.
Real unity must come back to the principles.
Sand enhed kommer tilbage til principperne.
You know, I'll give you one more. We're running out of time.
Vi løber ud af tid, men jeg giver en mere.
If we're going to build unity, we need to unite around relationships.
Hvis vi skal bygge enhed,
not roles.
Skal vi forenes om relationer, ikke roller.
Real unity means I love you for who you are.
Sand enhed siger, jeg elsker dig for den, du er.
Not because of your title or your job.
Ikke på grund af din titel eller din job.
Imagine if I said to Jakob, Pastor Jakob,
hvis jeg sagde til Jakob,
I honor him because of his office.
Jeg ærer ham på grund af hans embede.
As the leader of this movement.
Som leder af den her bevægelse.
So we honor the role.
Så vi ærer rollen.
But my commitment is to him as a person.
Men mit commitment er til ham som person.
Because if one day he's not the leader of the movement.
Fordi hvis en dag han ikke er leder af bevægelsen.
No, I don't like you.
Nej, så kan jeg ikke lide ham.
I don't have to listen to you.
Jeg behøver ikke at lytte til ham.
That means my unity was to a role, not the person.
Så betyder det, min enhed var overfor en rolle og ikke overfor personen.
We need to be committed to one another.
Vi skal være forpligtet på hinanden.
Because roles will come and go.
Fordi roller kommer og går.
But one of the things about unity in relationship.
Men en af de ting der er med enhed i relationer.
Is we must learn to honor each other.
At vi skal lære at ære hinanden.
Love each other.
Elske hinanden.
Serve each other.
Tjene hinanden.
You know, I am an amazing guy when I don't have people next to me.
Jeg er en fantastisk mand når jeg ikke har nogen i nærheden af mig.
I have all the fruits of the spirit.
Jeg har alle åndens frugter.
Love, joy, peace,
patience. Kærlighed, glæde, fred, tålmodighed.
When I'm by myself.
Når jeg er alene.
It's when I run into people, then I find out I'm missing some of the fruits.
Det er når jeg løber ind i mennesker, at jeg finder ud af, at jeg mangler nogle af de frugter.
I'm like, God, I want to serve you. Why are you giving me people?
Gud, jeg vil gerne tjene dig. Hvorfor får jeg alle de her mennesker?
And God says, you have to learn how to work with people.
Okay, Gud siger bare, du må lære at arbejde med mennesker. Du må lære at tjene mennesker.
You know, when he called two brothers. Imagine you growing up two brothers.
Forestil dig, der er to brødre, der
vokser op sammen.
James, Jakob og Johannes. De kæmper.
I have two boys. They're always fighting.
Jeg har to drenge, de slås hele tiden.
And finally Jesus comes.
Og endelig kommer Jesus.
Pick me.
Vælg mig.
Pick me.
Vælg mig. Vælg mig.
And he goes, okay, I pick both of you.
Okay, jeg tager jer begge to.
I'm like, no, okay, pick him. I don't
want to
go
okay,
with
him. Okay, så tag ham. Jeg skal ikke være sammen med ham.
God says, if you cannot serve me together,
Gud siger, hvis ikke I kan tjene sammen,
you're not serving me.
Så tjener jeg mig ikke.
Then he goes to two more brothers, Peter and Andrew.
Så går han til to andre brødre, Peter og Andreas.
Same thing.
Samme.
But the real bad one
is
when they call Matthew the tax collector.
Da han kalder Matthæus skatteopkræver.
The tax collector was at the beach.
Skatteopkræveren var på stranden.
Where the fishermen were.
Der hvor fiskerne var.
And they're like, oh man, I thought it was a privilege following Jesus. Now I have my brother.
Oh nej, jeg troede det var et privilegium at følge Jesus.
I have my enemy.
Min bror og min fjende.
And Jesus says, if you don't learn to work with one another,
Jesus siger, hvis ikke I lærer at arbejde sammen,
you're not working for me.
Så arbejder I ikke for mig.
You know, God has this slightly annoying habit.
Gud har sådan lidt irriterende vane.
Everything you want to do for him, he says you must do for your brothers and sisters.
Alt det du gerne vil gøre for ham, det siger han du skal gøre for din bror og din søster.
Jesus, what's the greatest commandment? Love me and love them.
Hvad er det største? Den største befaling, elsk mig og elsk dem.
Lord, just forgive me. Yeah,
Herre,
forgive her
first. Mig. Ja, men du skal først.
Lord, I want to honor you. Herre, honor your parents.
Jeg vil ære dig. Ære jeres forældre.
Lord, I want to serve you.
Herre,
serve your pastor first.
Tjene jeres præst først.
But he's just a man.
Men han er bare et menneske.
I want to serve you. You are God.
Jeg vil gerne tjene dig. Du er Gud.
And God says, how you serve me is by serving a man.
Og Gud siger, sådan du tjener mig, det er ved at tjene andre mennesker.
Even if they're not perfect.
Selvom de ikke er perfekte.
Honor your parents.
Ære dine forældre.
Even if they're not perfect.
Selvom de ikke er perfekte.
It's God's way of changing us.
Det er Guds måde at forandre os på.
And it's testing us.
Og det tester os.
And we will get a rude shock at the end of life.
Og vi får et meget ubehageligt chok, når vi slutter vores
liv. We'll get to eternity, and he'll say, when you did it for the least of these,
det kommer til
you
evigheden,
did it for me.
Hvor han vil sige, det du gjorde for de mindste af disse, gjorde du for mig.
Everybody in here who wants to serve God.
Og alle herinde, der gerne vil tjene Gud.
Everybody here wants to do anything for God.
Alle der ønsker at gøre noget som helst for Gud.
God will cause you to direct it in the direction of your people and your leaders.
Gud vil få dig til at komme i retning af mennesker omkring dig, ledere omkring dig.
And like me,
og som mig,
you'll fight it.
Så vil du kæmpe imod.
I don't want it.
Jeg vil ikke have det.
And God says, can you be united?
Og Gud siger, kan I være forenet?
Can you have relationships that are functional?
Kan I have relationer der er funktionelle?
That are healthy.
Der er sunde.
That you disagree.
Når I er uenige.
But you forgive.
Men I tilgiver.
And you let go.
Og I slipper
and
det.
And you surrender.
Og jeg underlægger
jer. And say, I'm committed to this.
Overgiver jeg. Jeg er overgivet til det her.
Here's the question I have today before I close.
Og her er spørgsmålet jeg har i dag inden jeg slutter.
How committed are you to revival in Denmark?
Hvor forpligtet er du på vækkelse i Danmark?
Because we can talk about it.
Fordi vi kan tale om det.
We can pray about it.
Vi kan bede om det.
We can have conferences around
it. Vi kan have konferencer om det.
But God says, when brethren dwell in unity, it is like the oil on the head running down the beard.
Men Gud siger, når brødrene er sammen i enhed, så er det som olie, der løber fra hovedet ned over skægget og hele vejen ned over læmet.
So this is what I had on my heart for today.
Så det er hvad jeg havde på hjertet for nu.
I want us to stand.
Lad os stå op.
And I felt the Lord invite the pastors, the leaders, and the Church of Denmark.
Jeg føler, at Herren inviterede præsterne, lederne i kirken i Danmark
to surrender.
Til at overgive sig.
See, I hope I haven't offended you today.
Jeg håber ikke har stødt jer i dag.
You have to forgive me if I have.
I skal tilgive mig, hvis jeg har.
There's no generational blessing without the tension of marriage.
Der er ingen generationel velsignelse uden den spænding, der er i det ægteskab.
I have to learn to get along with another human.
Jeg bliver nødt til at lære at gå sammen med et andet, eller enes med et andet menneske.
To produce new life.
For at producere nyt liv.
You know, if today we can surrender.
Hvis vi i dag kan overgive os.
Surrender our pride in the past.
Overgive vores stolthed over fortiden.
Our staunch preferences.
Vores stærke præferencer.
And just the way we view people.
Og den måde vi ser mennesker på.
And say, Lord, I surrender it to you.
Og sige, Herre, jeg overgiver det til dig.
I yield it to you.
Jeg giver det til dig.
Because I'm taking all my commitment.
Fordi jeg tager hele min forpligtelse.
All my unity.
Al min enhed.
And pouring it into the future.
Og lægger den ind i fremtiden.
Pouring it into your word.
Ind til dit ord.
And pouring it into the people that you've placed around me.
Ind til de mennesker du har sat omkring mig.
Help me to see the future.
Hjælp mig at se fremtiden.
Help me to stand on your word.
Hjælp mig at stå på dit ord.
And help me to love my neighbor.
Og hjælp mig til at elske min næste.
Because if we will unite around the future.
Fordi hvis vi kan forenes om fremtiden.
If we will unite around the word.
Forenes om Guds ord.
If we'll unite around the people God has placed here.
Om de mennesker Gud har sat hos os.
There's a commanded blessing for them.
Så er der en befalet velsignelse.
So I just want you to lift your hands.
Så løft hænderne.
And in your own voice, in your own words.
Og med dine egne ord.
Just say, Lord, I surrender.
Og sig, Herre, jeg overgiver mig.
I surrender my commitment.
Jeg overgiver mig.
I surrender what I fought for.
Jeg overgiver alt det, jeg har kæmpet for.
Maybe there are people here, you've got unforgiveness.
Måske er der mennesker, der har noget utilgivenhed.
Or you've got an issue with someone.
Der er nogen, du har et eller andet issue med.
And you don't talk about it, you just stay away from them.
Og du taler ikke om det, du holder dig bare væk fra den.
Today I'm asking you just to surrender that to the Lord.
Det vil jeg bede dig om i dag, bare give til Herren.
Bless your enemy.
Velsign din fjende.
Bless the people around you.
Velsign mennesker omkring dig.
Father, we want revival in Denmark.
Far, vi ønsker vækkelse i Denmark.
Father, every town.
Hver eneste by.
Every city.
Hver eneste storby.
Let the apostolic church wake up.
Lad den apostolske kirke vågne
and
op.
And become all that God wants it to be.
Og blive alt det, som Gud har tiltænkt den.
Father, we surrender.
Far, vi overgiver.
We surrender everything.
Vi overgiver alt.
Our preferences.
Vores præferencer.
Our past.
Vores fortid.
And even the people.
Og også de folk.
We surrender to you.
Vi overgiver det til dig.
And I pray we would be united.
Og jeg beder om, at vi må være forenet.
That this church would be united.
At denne kirke må være forenet.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
You know, I don't know if you're comfortable here, but maybe if you can just put the hand on the shoulder next to you, or you hold a hand, whatever.
Det er okay, så læg lige hånden på en, der er ved siden af
dig,
eller hold hinanden i hånden. I hvert fald lige være forenet et øjeblik her.
Let me tell you what's at stake.
Lad mig sige dig, hvad der er på spil.
God wants his whole church anointed.
Gud ønsker hele sin kirke salvet.
Denmark needs more stories like Ian from Hospitality.
Danmark har brug for flere historier som den med Ian fra vores velkomstteam.
Dad.
Helt almindelig mor eller far.
Student.
Elev.
Business leader.
Forretningsmand.
Retired pensioner.
Pensionist.
Whoever.
Hvem som helst.
Oil on the edge.
Kant. Olie på kant.
Because your city, your town is only going to touch you. They're not going to touch the pastors.
Fordi din by, den kommer kun til at røre dig. Den kommer ikke til at røre jeres præster.
But there will be oil on the edge when we're united.
Men der vil være olie på kanten, når vi er forenet.
So Spirit of God, I invite you now.
Så Guds ånd, jeg inviterer dig nu.
Just heal hearts.
Til helbrede hjerter.
Join hearts.
Forene hjerter.
Unite hearts.
Lægge hjerter sammen.
Strengthen hearts.
Styrke hjerter.
Do something so supernatural in this country, Lord.
Gør noget så overnaturligt i det her land.
Father, let this word be a catalytic word.
Må det her ord være et katalysatorord.
That breaks up the hard ground.
Som bryder den hårde jord.
That shakes up the idols in our hearts.
Som ryster afguderne fra vores hjerter.
Because we humble ourselves.
Fordi vi ydmyger os.
And say thank you for letting us be part of your body.
Og siger tak, Herre, du vil lade os være en del af dit legeme.
Take the last minute just to pray for your brother on the left or the right, the
sister. Tag lige det sidste minut her og bed for den, der står til højre og venstre for dig.
And pray blessing on
Løft
them.
Løft og bed velsignelse over dem, der står til højre og venstre for dig.
I commit to them.
Herre, jeg giver mig til dem.
I commit to their success.
Se, Herre, jeg giver mig til deres succes.
Pray blessing on them.
Bed en velsignelse over dem.
Pray your greatest desires on their life as well.
Bed dine største ønsker og længsler over deres liv også.
Make their church bigger, Lord.
Gør deres kirke større, Herre.
Make their business more blessed, Lord.
Gør deres virksomhed mere velsignet.
Take out jealousy.
Fjern al jalousi.
Take out comparison.
al sammenligning.
We want to be united.
Vi ønsker at være forenet.
We want to be united.
Vi ønsker at være forenet.
We want the oil to flow to the edge.
Vi ønsker at olien skal flyde helt til kanten.
To heal our hearts.
Olien skal helbrede vores hjerter.
We want the oil to touch our lives.
Olien skal berøre vores liv.
We want the oil in our families.
Olien i vores familier.
Oil in our churches.
Olien i vores kirker.
Oil in our business.
Olien i vores forretninger.
Oil in our workplace.
Olien på vores arbejdspladser.
Oil in our schools.
Olien i vores skoler.
Oil in our government.
Olien i vores regering. Olie i vores land.
That we would be one.
At vi må være et.
That we would be one.
At vi må være et.
That we would be one.
At vi må være et.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, amen. Give the Lord a praise right now.
Lad os give Gud nogle pris lige nu. Lad os give Gud vores tilbedelse lige nu.
Give
ham et lovprisningsoffer.
Unite your church.
Foren din kirke her.
Unite your church.
Foren din kirke her.
Unite your church in Denmark.
Foren din kirke i Danmark.
Let this church be truly apostolic.
Må den her kirke være virkelig apostolsk.
There's a shift.
Der er et skifte.
There's a shift.
Der er et skifte.
The dry years are finishing.
De tørre år er ved at slutte.
And the floods are coming.
Og oversvømmelserne kommer.
The rains are coming.
Regnen kommer.
Just like in the natural, the rain started coming.
Fuldstændig som det er i det naturlige, regnen begyndte at komme.
So the rains are going to rain on Denmark.
Regnen skal regne på Danmark.
But it's going to find a church that's united.
Men det skal finde en kirke, som er forenet.
A church that's committed.
En kirke, der er forpligtet.
A church that loves one another.
En kirke, der elsker hinanden.
A church that cheers one another on.
En kirke, der hepper på hinanden.
Lord, I pray that every part of the body would be active.
Så her beder om at hver eneste del af lemmet hvor være aktiv.
Every part of the body would be anointed.
At hver eneste del af lemmet hvor være selv.
The front row and the back row.
Første række, bagerste række.
That the whole church.
At hele kirken.
That your whole body.
Hele dit lem.
Will be anointed.
Må være salvet.
For your glory.
For din ære.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.